We thank you. We hope that during that time, you figure if you want to share your talents with us, because whether you're Puerto Rican, Mexican, Caucasian, we know that there's talent. And when we unite those talents, we are such a better community.
In the small gallery, a Puerto Rican flag is draped over a single chair in front of the room. Today's open mic event has attracted several community members. Ana Santiago is the group's president.
The purpose is to fundraise for a scholarship that we want to give to a Puerto Rican girl in college. They have to be a Puerto Rican descendant and in college, because those are the ones that has the hardest to get scholarships, and they have to be doing some community service.
Silvia Valdez Ortiz says she enjoys attending these events despite her busy schedule.
What gives you a sense of belonging? So you feel like you're a part of something, and you get to meet people and connect with people. You also talk about concerns that people have in the community and in our culture.
Musician Eric Clepe Montenegro's lifelong passion for music has supported his belief that events like these are crucial in helping people self-express through the arts.
While it is important for everyone to have outlets for expression, I think it's even more important when we're talking about youth of color, people of color in general. Their art provides an avenue where you can really be completely unfiltered in ways that aren't always possible in maybe a job. And right now I am more involved in supporting young artists more so than like putting out my own music.
Running well into the night, the open mic was successful in connecting several dozens of community members. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Adriana Ramirez.